You're listening to Speak, Lord. I'm Ryan Rogers. Well, this is a message for those who feel the nonsense and the unfairness of life. Maybe you're going through a tough season or you're called to something really hard and you're just noticing the injustices all around us. This message is for you. It's a rerun. I originally shared this episode on August 29, 2001. On the Palmer SDA Church podcast. I gave it the title, Take the Long View. And here's that episode. What I'm trying to do and what I hope to encourage you to do is to take the long view. I was actually born in a town called Longview, but that has nothing to do with what I'm trying to do right now. Actually, it comes from my reflection on the book of Ecclesiastes. In chapter 3, verse 16, I read, Moreover, I saw under the sun that in the place of justice, even there is wickedness. And in the place of righteousness, even there is wickedness. So this is another one of those things in the book of Ecclesiastes that Solomon really doesn't like. It's irritating to him. And that is that life isn't fair. Cause and effect are distorted. They don't work perfectly. He talks about how life just keeps going on and there's nothing new under the sun. It's like he's searching for a life hack and he can't crack the code. And he finds that though he's tried some things, it didn't work out the way he predicted because cause and effect don't work out perfectly in an unfair world. So we see some examples of this, like in chapter 7, verse 15. In my vain life, I have seen everything. There is a righteous man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs his life in his evil doing. See, that's not fair. The righteous man shouldn't perish when the wicked man has a long life. And that bugs him. Chapter 8, verse 14. There is a vanity that takes place on earth, that there are righteous people to whom it happens according to the deeds of the wicked, and there are wicked people to whom it happens according to the deeds of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. Another example of this unfairness is in chapter 2, verse 20. So I turned about and gave my heart up to despair over all the toil of my labors under the sun. Because sometimes a person who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed by someone who did not toil for it. This also is vanity, a great evil. It's not fair. One works, another gains. One is good and suffers, another is bad and prospers. One is wise and it all falls apart, and another is foolish. And it all works out. At least, it all works out in the short view. But even in the book of Ecclesiastes, we're reminded, chapter 7, verse 8, that the end of a matter is better than its beginning. We only see the end when we take the long view. And in the end, there will be justice. It will be worth it to do the right thing. And it won't be worth it to try to get ahead by doing it the wrong way. If we take the short view, we will despair and ask, why am I trying so hard to do the right thing? Why don't I just give in? Why am I advocating so hard for this person and they don't even care? Why am I putting in the hard hours and they aren't? Why am I giving so much as a mother of little ones and receiving so little recognition? Why shouldn't I just give up? Why shouldn't I just give back to my boss the cruelty that he gives to me? Why not cut corners? Why not bend my values just a little bit? It works. I can get ahead. All that integrity doesn't do anything for me. All that might be true when we take the short view. But in the long view, your diligence is rewarded. Your integrity is worth it. Your sacrifice and unreciprocated kindness and self-control to not repay evil for evil and your loss in refusing to bend your morals, it's all worth it. When God looks at you and says, well done, my good and faithful servant. In that moment, we're not worried about life being unfair anymore. We're not stressed about injustice. We're just grateful that we were faithful. Maybe the short view in your life right now is really frustrating, and it makes you just want to give up. Take the long view. In the end, God has the final word. He makes the wrongs right. And that's what we'll see when we take the long view. How is God speaking to you? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Well, thank you for listening to Speak, Lord. I just spoke with someone today who told me that Speak, Lord has been a consistent blessing in their life. There's a lot of satisfaction in that for me to know that these words that I speak alone into a microphone go into your ears and they help you reflect on how God is speaking to you. And I hope today's rerun episode was one of those blessings. You can find all of those past episodes over at the Palmer SDA Church podcast. You can find more of me at PastorRyanRogers.com and by searching for Speak, Lord, wherever you get podcasts.